North Country CEO Claudio Fort says the layoffs were, quote, painful but necessary. He cites a number of healthcare trends decreasing patient population. Many patients now have high deductible insurance plans that Fort says discourage them from getting tests and procedures their doctors prescribe. But there is also, he says, some good news creating empty hospital beds. Preventive care, Fort believes, is starting to keep people healthier.
That's keeping people out of the hospital and avoiding the acute care. So we're seeing some of the emergency room admissions go down. We're seeing some of the patient census in the hospital go down a little bit.
Employees who were laid off, most of them administrators, are being tight-lipped. But one staffer who is talking about the restructuring is Scott Wheeler. He was a part-time writer for the marketing department and has also served in the state legislature on a healthcare committee. Wheeler says he was not devastated by his pink slip because, as publisher of the Northland Journal, he keeps busy. Wheeler says the hospital did need to trim its staff to become more efficient.
I personally feel that probably more layoffs are coming, and they're probably needed. As from my own position, I think the timing was kind of strange in the sense of you would think you'd want the community to know exactly what was going on.
And the community is still waiting to learn more about what will happen to the patients who use the hospital's occupational medicine clinic and its psychiatrist after both programs are terminated. CEO Fort says the hospital's psychiatric clinic will stay open through September to allow patients to find new doctors at Northeast Kingdom Human Services or at BART, an addiction recovery center. Northeast Kingdom Human Services Executive Director Eric Grimes says he does not know yet how many new psychiatric patients his program will have to accommodate. He expects to send a psychiatrist from Human Services to the hospital one day per week. He welcomes collaboration with the hospital, but notes that the understaffed, underfunded community health program already has a 6 to 8 week wait period for non-emergency psychiatric appointments. Meanwhile, NCH CEO Fort says sweeping changes in healthcare delivery at the federal and state level are making it difficult to predict patient population and revenues.
We don't know where that volume will erode to, and we don't know where the bottom of the hill is.
But Fort adds, Newport may be seeing an upswing in jobs and population, and it needs a community hospital. He is certain this one will survive. He's just not sure exactly what services it will provide in the future. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright in the Northeast Kingdom.